One, I've never heard such stillness in one of our readings. And two, that was definitely Peter down at the front. I heard your voice. Well done. Now, keep your bits of paper on you, because this morning my talk is going to be based on the four corners of the bingo sheet that you've got in front of you. So it's nice and easy. And so the first one, this is the word of the Lord. That's what we just heard. Jesus' story. So point two, that was a quick point, wasn't it? That was good. Hopefully they're all going to be as quick as that. Point two is, as part of the Church of England, we use a thing called the lectionary, which is the readings on a three-year cycle, which means that when we get a reading, we're really encouraged to stay with it, rather than pick and choose the readings that we have, because if we start doing that, we start to leave bits of the Bible out because they're a little bit difficult. So we don't do that, so we stick with the readings. And today's reading, you might think, that's a bit of a challenge. That's what we thought. In some ways, you can look at it, and it sounds like Jesus disowns his family. Yeah, kids, you don't have to do that. It's fine. Yeah. That's not really what it's talking about. He also gets accused of being the devil, and then he talks about what happens if you turn away from God so much that God turns away from you. And it sounds very, very difficult. But it's not that difficult, I'm going to tell you now. The first thing is, when Jesus' brothers and sisters and mother were going to see him, people had accused him of being out of his mind. Basically, that meant that he was slightly mad. People were spreading rumors about him, and his family wanted to make sure he was okay. So they went to go and find out to see what was happening. We don't hear of them carting him off, but Jesus uses this time to share about what's important in a family. And he looks at the group of people that are with him, which are numerous, and he says, "Who are my mothers? Who are my brothers? Who are my sisters? Whoever does the will of God." And this is a bit of a forethought, a beginning to when Jesus calls us his brothers and sisters. Yeah? And this point of the service, I want you to look around the room, and I want you to realize that actually we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are a family. That's one of the things that we do here, is we talk about the family as the church, which does actually mean, Peter, your stuff that you get to share with your family. This is your family, my friends. That box of chocolates for your family. Yeah. You might have to share them a little bit further or not. We'll see. But yeah, Jesus starts and finishes the reading talking about who is his family. And he calls the people around him, those that are doing God's will, to be his family. Moving on. Jesus talks in stories a lot of time. He uses a thing called parables. And he tells the people that are there at the time. There's two different groups of people. There are the crowds that have gathered to see Jesus because he's doing amazing miracles. And then there are the Pharisees and the teachers of the law as well. And there's these two different groups of people. And he hears what people are saying, because they're saying, actually, Jesus must be from the devil because he's casting out demons, because there is no other explanation. And people are basically telling people that he's not of God. So Jesus uses stories, and he talks about a house being divided. And what happens if a house is divided is it falls. We tried to show it a little bit with a stack of cards and a little bit with our Lego. But if something is going to be opposed to itself, it's not going to stand. It's not going to continue. And Jesus is basically saying, look at what you have. Look at what's here. Look at me. Let me be the witness to who I am. And basically, when he talks about the strong man that was being bound, that was the devil. And Jesus is saying, well, actually, if you want to overcome a strong man, you bind him. Because once he is bound, you can then go and take whatever you want from him. And you know what? Jesus at this point is saying to the crowds, and he's saying to the teachers of the law, I bind the devil. I am bigger than him. He is saying, I am God, very, very clearly to the people that are there. That is an amazing thing to get our heads around. You see, so far, up until this point, At Jesus' baptism, God had said, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." When we come across people who have demons in the New Testament, they recognize who Jesus is. They recognize who he is. At one point it says, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God?" You see, everybody could see what Jesus was doing. His miracles were actually based in what he declared after his baptism. He went into the temple and he said the wonderful scripture from Isaiah 61. And he declared, what did he declare? He declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim goodness to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness from the prisoners." Jesus was saying at this point, look at me, see my ministry, see what I'm doing, and know that I am God. So he's basically telling people, this is who I am. And then, that's the strong man. I'm on to my final point. This is good. My final point is about being forgiven. Jesus says at the end of the scripture, he says, everyone can be forgiven. I'm just looking for my words. Everyone and everything can be forgiven. In whatever way we have turned our face away from God, he turns his face back to us. But you see, Jesus is talking to a group of religious leaders at this point. And they have been accusing him of not just possibly not being God, but being the opposite. You see, Jesus turns his face back to everybody that turns to him. Now, I need some volunteers. I'm going to take some teenagers. Therame, Rebecca. I think that will do, actually. Up you come. Who wants to be God? Therame's going to be God for me. And actually, Ollie, I need you as well. Is that all right? Up you come. That was a big sigh. Right, so... if I can get you to stand over this side. Rebecca's going to be Jesus for me, and you're going to face this way. Faramir's going to be God. Excellent. Don't let it go to your head. And Ollie is going to be people. And what we're going to do is we're going to give an example, you see. What happens is God and mankind were facing each other. There we go, facing each other. That's good. That's how it all started, Garden of Eden, etc. And then what man decided to do was to actually turn away from God. Yeah? So turn away from God. And God was very upset. Can you show me upset? Now, it doesn't look like upset, but excellent. And God was so upset that man had turned away from him that he sent part of himself, his son. There we go. Excellent. Yeah, Jesus. This Rebecca's going to be Jesus. And comes and faces mankind. This is what Jesus was doing. He's there. He's standing there going, look at me. This is what you see. You see the miracles. You see the freedom that I bring. This is it.
Freedom.
Thank you. Excellent. But the thing is, it's the religious leaders that Jesus is talking to at this point. Because what they're choosing to do is they're not just turning from God. They're saying, actually, I don't want to know you. Go over here. Not only do I think, well, maybe you're not real, I'm going to tell people that you're worse than not real, that you're actually from the devil. And what that means is that when judgment comes, this person is going to be facing God. And Jesus is saying at this point, actually, you will be held to account for what you have done. Yeah? Now, what we know for ourselves is when we get to this point of judgment with God, is that Jesus is going to come and stand here.
I put on myself.
Yeah.
Hi.
And face God. And all the things that we have done are going to be hidden in Christ. Yeah? This is how it works. But when the religious leaders decided to say, actually, you know what? I'm not just going to turn from God. I'm going to make Jesus... I'm going to tell people that he's not good. I'm going to lie about him. Jesus is saying, you will be held to account for that. But we know for ourselves that when we turn to God, that actually Jesus steps in for our place. Thank you. Well done. Now, well done, guys. Thank you. You see, Jesus was talking to the religious leaders at the time. But for today, where do we stand with it? I suppose the question we have for ourselves is, which part of the groups are we? Are we a group that is turning to Jesus? Are we the crowds? Or are we trying to turn people away from who Jesus is? We're all going to be held to account. My prayer is that Jesus is going to stand in my place. I say my prayer, my hope, my trust is that Jesus is going to do that. You know what? Sometimes people often worry about what happens if I'm in that place. What if I've upset God so much that he doesn't love me? Jesus chose to come and stand in that place. And if we turn to him, he turns back. So, to recap what we've talked about. Family. We are God's family. Whoever does the will of God is considered to be part of God's family. Jesus is God over everything. And he was very clear in our reading today. I am God, and that is good news. That is good news to everyone. And he calls all of us back to him, to turn to him. Because in turning back to him, our sins and turning away from God gets forgiven. That is the end of the talk. Now, we're going to go into a time of prayer. Man is going to lead us in a time of prayer before we come back to worship. But let's just give a couple of minutes, I say a couple of minutes, probably seconds, to just think about where we stand with God. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you call us to come and sit at your feet. That you call us, like the crowds, to come and be with you. That you call us your brothers and sisters. And you even call us to be like your mother. You call us close as family. Lord, we thank you that you turned your face to us, that you stepped into this world, and that you call us back to God. That there is only one way to God, and that is through you, our Lord and Saviour. Lord, if there is stuff in our hearts that we know we need to deal with, that you are calling out in us, Lord, may we come to our knees in front of you, and may we worship you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.